KLM, Royal Dutch Airlines, is the oldest airline in the world still operating under its original name, the Rolling Stones of Airlines. Anyway, almost a century ago, the Dutch monarchy loved the company so much that Queen Wilhelmina anointed it royal. But that's as royal as the airline gets, in name, unless you happen to be on one of the flights that was, in fact, piloted by the current Dutch monarch. My BBC colleague Anna Holligan is in The Hague in a park with her baby just out for a breath of fresh air. Anna, this is a recent story, isn't it? We don't have to go back to 1920, the first KLM flight, do we?
No, and a revelation for many to be talking about a different head of state. So this is King Willem Alexander of the Netherlands. He just turned 50 and he has just revealed that twice a month he has been flying on commercial airlines, on KLM, the City Hoppers, which normally the Netherlands, Norway, the UK, if you've flown from those countries on a KLM City Hopper, the chances are you have been taxied around by a royal without even realizing it.
Yes, so King Willem, how long has he been doing this?
Well, he's been doing it for 21 years, but as king, he took over from his mother, the queen, in 2013. So he's been doing it in his capacity as king, albeit incognito, since 2013. Nobody knew until now. He has just given this news interview to the Telegraph newspaper. We all knew that he was a keen pilot. He always said if he wasn't born into a royal household, then he would have loved to have taken to the skies and made that his career.
Yeah, why did he go public with this now? Just sitting on the throne was too boring?
We don't know why he has come out with this now, but he said that he's rarely recognized, partly because he's wearing this KLM uniform and a pilot's cap, but occasionally people do recognize his voice on the loudspeaker. He's not the first royal, though, to do this kind of thing, you know. There are others who are involved in flying, who are passionate pilots. Mm. Prince William in the UK, he flew with the RAF air ambulance until recently, and his brother, Prince Harry, flew Apaches in Afghanistan. So, he's been talking about the reasons for doing it. He says it gives him an opportunity to switch off from his royal responsibilities because he is forced to focus on the passengers and the crew and what he's doing inside the cockpits. And actually, reaction has been pretty positive over here.
Has he gotten more popular?
There have been lots of people expressing their pride. So people saying, isn't it great that we've got a head of state who you can trust, who has such skills? There are others who are calling him the Flying Dutchman, but some... That's a little Zina saying hello.
Yeah, she's telling us to fasten our seatbelts, right? Because this interview is almost over.
So if you are flying KLM City Hopper, I think everyone from now on after this revelation will be checking whether there is indeed a royal in the co-pilot seat.
My BBC colleague, Anna Holligan. Anna, we'll speak with you again when the king is in the park being a nanny for your kid, all right?
If only. Thank you.